En die naam van die Vader en die Seun en die Heilige Gees. Amen. Please sit. May I first thank the Dean and Chapter of Westminster Abbey and Her Majesty's Government for organizing this memorial service. I come from a country which only a few years ago, a little over 20 years, spotted signs reading, "Drive carefully, native cross here." And we were the natives. People such as Ahmad Kathrada, who spent over two decades on Robben Island, relates how they delighted in changing the signs so they read somewhat hair-raisingly, "Drive carefully, natives very cross here." Nelson Mandela and others were appalled by a system spawning such signs which treated black people as if they were scum. And so they organized the black community and its allies to resist such a demeaning, dehumanizing system which regarded us as but cheap hewers of wood and drawers of water, who treated their dogs far better than they treated us. After all, they were not ashamed to put up public notices that read, "Natives and dogs not allowed." Madiba was appalled by this, and he and many of his colleagues resisted this vicious system. And it was for this noble resistance that he and many others were incarcerated for life. What would have happened had Mandela died in prison, as was the intention and hope of the upholders of apartheid? I suppose most would have regarded him as no better than a terrorist. After all, persons in high positions in Britain and the United States did dismiss him as such. Mercifully for us and for God's world, Mandela did not die in prison. And this is thanks very, very largely to the amazing international anti-apartheid movement led by that remarkable Englishman, Archbishop Trevor Huddleston. I use this great pulpit to say on behalf of our people, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How I wish you could open our hearts and see the depth of our gratitude. Thank you, you who regularly picketed South Africa House. Thank you, you elegant ladies who boycotted South African goods. Thank you, you who followed a long-haired Peter Hain to stop South African sports. Thank you. All those incredible young people in other parts of the world. Thank you. Thank you that you over there changed the moral climate in your country so that the U.S. Congress was able to pass the anti-apartheid legislation with a presidential veto override against the wishes of a highly popular President Reagan. I visited 10 Downing Street and the Oval Office in Washington. My pleas for sanctions fell on deaf ears. Without the anti-apartheid movement, all of you extraordinary human beings, Mandela could so easily have died in prison. Wonderfully, exhilaratingly, the entire world glued to its TV sets watched as this man emerged from 27 years of incarceration and erupted with a collective exhilaration to be matched only by the joy and the victory in 1994, when Nelson Mandela became the first democratically elected president of South Africa. And then the world held its breath, fearing that the victory of the ANC would see South Africa overwhelmed by the racial bloodbath so many had predicted. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Instead, the world was mesmerized by the proceedings of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Instead of retribution and revenge, which everybody had expected, the world saw black and white South Africans walking the path of forgiveness and reconciliation. It was because he, who had spent 27 years in jail, came out transformed. Transformed from the angry, militant young man to the magnanimous leader who believed we each, every single one of us, have the capacity to be great. Each one of us has the capacity to be magnanimous, to be forgiving, to be generous. We cannot give up on anyone. Nelson Mandela might not have put it quite like that, but basically he was saying, no one of us, not a single one of us, is a hopeless case with a first-class ticket to hell. We, all of us, have the capacity to be saints. The veneration that we saw worldwide at his death is because he made us believe. Eh? He made us believe that all, each one of us, we are made for goodness. We're made for caring. We're made for loving. We're made for compassion. We're made for laughter, for peace. For peace such as the Agnus Dei you are going to be listening to proclaims. Thank you. Thank you, God, for this your child. Thank you, God, for Nelson Mandela, who has shown us, each single one of us, what we can be. Each one of us, loving, compassionate, caring, made for goodness.